With us yesterday at 9:15 in the award-winning Gordo's Corner. Gordo, you had the story about the Marlboro man dying
Marlboro
at the age of 86. The
one
guy who was in all of the ads, one of them, yes. And the Marlboro smoking ads are the most famous smoking ads of all time because the guy on the horse with the mountains behind him and every man wanted to be the Marlboro man. Well, when you brought that up, it got me thinking about something that I was really obsessed with in the 70s when those ads were huge, and that is subliminal advertising. And I immediately thought about every time I would get the Sports Illustrated in the mail, I'd flip through it and see if any of my favorite teams were mentioned, but then I would go right to the smoking and hard liquor ads in the magazine looking for subliminal advertising. Because I'd seen so much about it and read so much about it. And sure enough, even as a kid, I could detect the subliminal advertising. And smoking cigarette companies would do this a lot. They would have some kind of scene with a man and a woman and something very phallic in the photo. And the woman usually in a very prone position, the man in a dominant position, and
wonder what that's about.
This happened all the time in these ads, in these smoking and drinking ads. There's a very famous Gilby's gin ad where it shows the bottle of gin sitting on a table, and right next to it is a glass, and in the glass there are three ice cubes, and in each ice cube is a letter. On the top ice cube, S, then E, then the bottom ice cube, X.
Oh, yeah, that was a big one.
But it's kind of blurred where you don't see it, obviously, that the ice cubes spell sex. But subliminally, your mind is picking up on it, and you're saying, wow. In other words, it tells your mind, if you buy this gin, you'll have sex.
Yeah. And your mind picks up on so much more than you realize it does. Your mind takes in all that information.
Yes.
So that's how it works. It's because they are talking to you on a whole different level.
There's another whiskey ad, a famous whiskey ad that was in print that, again, shows a little glass with half full of whiskey and a bunch of ice cubes in it. And in the bottom left ice cube is the word sex. And it's kind of written in cursive almost, but it's disguised to look just like a line in the ice cube. I found a Newport 100s ad. Check this out. I'll tweet this for the P1s. The headline is Alive with Pleasure. And it's got a man standing over a woman. Her mouth is wide open. She almost looks like she's to that point in lovemaking.
Yeah.
And there's a gumball machine that is spilling out all over her.
Yeah, she's kneeling down in front of a gumball machine, and the gumballs are spraying all over her chest. Because the guy is back behind the gumball machine.
Oh.
So Newport 100s figured, man, if we do this, then everyone will think that if they smoke our cigarettes, they're going to have incredible sex like this.
Incredible gumball ejaculate.
They'll be experiencing all of this unbelievable pleasure.
Are we still doing this in print ads? Or are we just so over that now they're just over the top with them, make them really obvious?
I think the government has cracked down on all of this, including the subliminal advertising that used to happen in the movie theater. And that's the first known subliminal advertising. It dates back to 1957, when in movies they would splice in one frame of word that say a slide that would say eat popcorn, and then maybe a little bit later in the movie they would splice in one frame that said drink Coca-Cola. And it was so fast that movie watchers didn't detect it, but their mind detected it. And they say that year in 1957, when movie theaters started to do this to get you to go to the concession stand, there was a reported 18% increase in Coke sales and 57% increase in popcorn sales in the theater.
Wow.
So why is this illegal? I mean, why is it that if you put one frame in there, then that's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
If you did a 15-second ad in there, that's okay.
Which they do.
Totally okay.
At the movies right before. Hey, right. Don't forget, we have concessions. They always show you that spot before the movie rolls.
I don't know the answer, but I'm going to guess it has something to do with trickery and deceit. And
yeah, but let's say that we just concede the fact that, hey, with our television network, we're going to have subliminal advertising. That way we don't have any commercials. We don't have to do commercial breaks. We'll just be doing subliminal advertising throughout the day. And I think most people would go for that. Most people would say, hey, this is great. No commercials.
And then at the Super Bowl, we would talk about which subliminal ad was the best.
Right. Which?
Oh, I didn't even see that one.
I think I liked the one about Chevy trucks, but it was only up there
I bought three Chevy trucks during the Super Bowl, so.
It must have worked.
It was only up there for a millisecond, so I can't really say, but I think I liked it. Yeah, it's really funny. If you do a Google search for subliminal magazine ads 1970s, they'll all pop up. And it's really funny. Some of them are like, say, three men and one woman out at a campground, and one of the men is standing over the woman holding something very phallic, and she's got her head back and mouth wide open. There's another one of a man and a woman sitting on a beach, and she's kind of in a prone position, and he's got a trombone, and it's like he's pointing it straight at her crotch.
He's tromboning her?
He's tromboning her. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming that these are in some way still in play and still in effect.
I think that kind of subliminal advertising you're still allowed to do.
Yeah.
Like suggestive.
Right. The real obvious stuff, I don't think that they're allowing anymore, but I think the suggestive stuff, it may not be so obvious because we have our radar up for it and we can detect these a little easier, but I guarantee it's still happening.
I doubt you can do the sex in the ice cubes business, though.
Right. Yeah, I don't think you can do that. Again, that was, once it was pointed out, it was obvious, and that's why I would go right to the ice cube ads, and I'd look for a woman's body, the figure of a woman's body, or words, or something like that.
The disturbing thing is, have you seen the hidden messages in the Disney movies?
No.
Yes.
I want to say Lion King's one of them.
Aladdin has several.
And,
like what?
Well, like Lion King, for example, if it's the one I'm thinking of, so this may not be right, but it'll give you the idea. I think like one of the lions pops down at some point and the dust that rises up spells the word sex.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For kids?
Yeah, that's what's weird about it.
I guess that's for the moms and dads watching.
And then there's some other Disney movie where in the background you can see a penis drawn on a big rock.
It's The Little Mermaid, the box art for that. You can see.
Why do you know this?
Well,
you know. Trey knows things.
He's a movie guy.
Here's one for Swift's Sherbert from what looks like the 1950s. And there's a young couple, and they're apparently playing tennis. And the woman is serving up some sherbert ice cream to the guy. And doesn't it look like that she's putting her two giant breasts right in front of him?
Yeah, she's got two big old mounds of ice cream she's shoving in front of his face.
Jeez. And he's got this big smile on his face.
Uh-huh.
Jeez.
Some of them are so obvious, but back then, nobody really picked up on it.
I always wondered who was the first one to blow the whistle. Was it someone who was in advertising who brought it to everybody's attention, or did someone just looking at it went, wait, look at this message. You know, was it someone in the industry that finally said, okay, this is what we're doing to you.
Right. Here's another Newport Lights one. There's a woman bent over a water fountain with the water shooting up in her open mouth.
Always seems to be, they're just trying to hack into our lizard brain that we want sex, right?
Yes.
Every product has to be associated with sex.
Yes.
That's what they do. You know, and then there's just the subtle ones of like a business logo that I've never known the, I don't know what you would call it. It's not even really the hidden message. Well, like the old Milwaukee Brewers logo. Like, I never realized until I'm sitting here looking at it right now that it's an M and a B. That glove with the baseball mm-hmm. in the center of it, I never have seen the M and the B there until right now. How is that possible?
I never saw it as a kid. I remember somebody pointing it out to me once I was an adult. But as a kid, looked at that hat a million times.
What about the Baskin-Robbins logo? You seen that? The B and the R when you're driving by Baskin-Robbins?
Yeah.
And the B and the R, you can... I'll show it to you guys here. You see the number of flavors in the logo?
Oh, 31. Yeah.
31, because part of the letters are different colors. So it's like pink. The 3 and the 1 is pink, but it makes up the round part of the B and the straight line of the R is 31.
Hmm.
What about Amazon? You ever notice what's interesting about their logo?
Somebody pointed this out to me recently when one of their trucks drove by, but I can't remember what it was.
So Amazon... You notice the line, the little arrow that goes up under the Amazon name?
Mm-hmm.
If you notice, that is pointing from A to Z. So they sell everything from A to Z, and it's a smile. The arrow is curved, so it's like a smile.
Hmm. So you'll be happy when you order stuff from Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah, order here, you'll be happy.
And then what about Tostitos? I think theirs is working on three different levels. So if you look at Tostitos... The middle letters.
I think we all know what that means.
Spell T-I-T, which I think we all know what that means. But it also is two people standing around a bowl of salsa.
Sure enough.
You can see it that way.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Never knew that. How many times have I seen that Tostitos logo and never knew the cleverness inside of it?
Never. So rest in peace, Marlboro Man, and thank you for all the subliminal ads in the 70s in my Sports Illustrated.